Property-poor school districts in Wisconsin rely on a greater percentage of state aid than wealthier ones, and as a result are in worse shape under Governor Walker's aid-cutting budget. Those shortfalls can be made up, according to Walker, now that teachers are being forced to pay for pensions and pay more for health insurance. But in some districts, like Racine Unified, those provisions aren't enough to bridge the gap. Here, teachers have stepped up to the plate to one-up the governor. In exchange for preserving collective bargaining rights, teachers and other district employees have ratified a new two-year agreement that includes a high-deductible health insurance policy that's projected to save the district $3 million more than what the governor had offered. Teacher Anthony Yard.
We've shown that collective bargaining does work, because I don't think we can ignore the fact that what the governor's asking for, we've not only given in, we've given more savings to this district than what the governor requires.
At a recent school board meeting, board member Kim Plocke, a former Democratic state senator, said the new contract is also proof that more can be accomplished by working with rather than against teachers.
The best that we can do is manage what's being imposed on us. And we have to manage this together. It's enormous. And if we don't manage it together, the victims will be the children.
And board member Gretchen Warner said that despite the hard times, it seems teachers and the school board are more solidified than ever.
We've gotten to a point where win-win is a relationship rather than financial.
For Wisconsin Public Radio News in Racine, I'm David Cole.